It's another Wild Wayne exclusive only on Q93. Q9 to the 3, it's your boy Wild Wayne. Let's go ahead and let the trumpets blow. It is about to go down. We have been waiting for 6 years now. 6 years to hear this brother's voice as a free man. I don't really get choked up too often because, like, this is what I do. This is how I eat, and I've been doing this thing for a long time. But this is one of those occasions, like one of those rare occasions where you talk to somebody and you just, like, so geeked up. It's like a long-lost relative you ain't talked to in, like, buku long, and you can talk to them, and they don't have somebody over their shoulder talking about phone time. I got Mystical on the line. What's up, baby?
Nothing around to get beside yourself. I know. What's up, city? Oh, Lord. My feet back on the ground, y'all. Man, it's been a long time. Sam Cooke said it's been a long time coming, baby.
Wow.
I know Sam's going to come.
Man.
I walked it on down, baby. Had to walk it down. What's happening?
Man, I'm just, like, really amped up. Once again, I said it a million times, but it's, like, really a big thing because through these years that you've been incarcerated, like, there have been so many rumors, like, Mystical about to get out, Mystical about to get out. And then, it didn't happen for whatever the reason was, and there was some various reasons. It was really, really came to a really big head, and I think it was kind of when they had some tax evasion concurrent charges or something that happened or something like that.
Right.
What was all that all about?
Man, I had to get all that behind me, man. You know, that stemmed way back to the No Limit days, man, for real. That was way back in 1998, 99.
Wow.
Definitely.
I heard
so, you know, I had to get that over with. And it's funny talking about when they said they thought I was getting out. Man, the people, they shipped me from Hunting. They shipped me way up North Louisiana to David Wade.
Uh-huh.
Man, I thought I got out, too. I heard it all on the radio. Mystical, I said, yeah, I'm out. Wait, hold up, man. I ain't out.
Right.
Yeah, me fool. For real.
So those kind of things, I'm sure, have been some trying times for you having to sit in a pen for that long. How have you, like, maintained your sanity, you know, for so long? And, you know, you were at the top of the world when this happened.
Exactly.
No Limit was the biggest thing on the globe. Mystical was the biggest the biggest superstar out there. Nobody could touch you lyrically. You were an icon. So to lose all of that, how have you maintained your sanity over these years?
Wayne, to be honest, bro, I ain't do nothing, man. It had to be God. I couldn't have done that. You know, when I look at it now, it seemed like it was easy because it's over with. But going through it, oh, man, it was tough. It was tough. You know, I just had to get out of my way and let God handle that for me. He walked it on down with me. Right. They had his arms wrapped around me tight, man. Here I go, baby.
Wow. So were there some things you did, like some mental gymnastics to keep you fit and keep your mind?
You got to be down earth. And see, that's what a lot of people don't know about me, man. I ain't got no big head. You know, it's just one of those things that happened. You know, I just took it in stride, man. You know, it was tough taking in stride because it was always worse. And then especially after 1994, the death of my sister, man, nothing to be that bad. So, that you know, it was cool. And then so the Slim had just died, so I still was kind of grieving him and mourning him.
Right.
So, you know, I was kind of numb. You know, it was a lot of things. So. But I made it through. Baby, I'm back.
Yeah.
Man, I'm still trying to, you know, feel this reality. It still almost feel like a dream, man. You know, because for a while, I felt like I was gone so long. All the things I have achieved and all the escalades I have, you know, attained, felt like it was a dream, man. You know, felt like I had never done that stuff, man. But watch how I shake this world up now.
Man, so you ready?
I want reparations. They owe me, man.
40 acres and a mule, huh?
Come on, man.
So have you, this is probably a really stupid question, but have you been writing?
What? Y'all gonna see, man. Y'all gonna see.
What
y'all
are we gonna see? Is it a new Mystical? What have you been writing?
You gonna see, man. Man, I got everything, man. Y'all gonna see. I don't wanna talk about all that right now. Just wanna let y'all know that I'm back and I love y'all and I miss y'all and send out my appreciation to all the fans that have been supporting me. Tons and tons of fan mail. Talking about a bag of mail for myself. You know what I'm talking about? So. Yeah, they've been looking out for me, man.
Now, why?
Been all right.
While you incarcerated, I heard Shaquille O'Neal came to visit you.
Yeah, he peeked in, came show me some love. That was when I was over there at Hunt. Came about 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm like, man, they like, go get ready for visit. I'm like, what that is? Man, I'm thinking it's a lawyer or something. So it was Shaquille O'Neal. You know what I'm saying? That was touching right there.
Wow.
Big Diesel, for real.
So do you still have a relationship with Master P?
I hadn't talked with him since then. I had talked to C while I was over at Hunt when he was going through his little stuff before, you know, what happened to him just now. So
Yeah,
I hollered him a couple of times through my boy Mac over there. Old Macadon, yep.
Yeah, Mac is incarcerated still.
Hey, yeah, he's still at Hunt.
Do you sometimes feel like hip-hop artists have been kind of unfairly targeted? T.I. Just coming home from jail. Mac still in jail. Turk, I think, finishing up his time. C-Murda in jail. And a number of other artists. Lil Wayne on his way to jail
very soon.
Do you feel like hip-hop artists are being targeted right now?
I don't know. I think we got to just pay more attention to what we're doing ourselves, you know. That's an easy excuse to say that, but we got to take responsibility for what we do, too, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, we can't be fools, especially when you're blessed and you're successful beyond your dreams. Come on, man, we got to tighten up. You know, we got to tighten up. You know, we got to tighten up, man.
So now that you finished your bid and everything, are you planning on maybe developing any, like, maybe mentoring program for, like, some of the young people and everything?
Definitely. You know, I'm going to let them little knucklehead kids know that dog that's barking at them, he bit me. You know, so y'all, you know, come on, man. That ain't what it do right there, man. That ain't what it do. But we're going to get into all that. I'm going to be doing a lot of positive things, and y'all going to see a lot of it, Wayne. Y'all going to see a lot of it. And it's crazy because most artists, Wayne, would not be able to sustain a blow like I took. 6 years off the scene, for most rappers, it'll be over with.
Right.
Man, it's going to be the beginning for me. And I'm finna get my reparations. Believe that.
So,
I'm coming back with it, and I'm coming back for it.
A lot has changed since you were going, Mystical. The advent of YouTube, the advent of MySpace, Twitter. We got a black president right now.
Come, bro. I was there. I was seeing it. You know, I was seeing it. Just like Katrina and all that. I just had
right.
to, you know, I had to do it via through the balls. You know what I'm talking about? But it's all real. I was there. I felt it.
What was the one thing in the last 6 years maybe that touched you the most in society that you weren't able to experience because you were incarcerated?
Well, it had to be Katrina and definitely Barack Obama.
Okay.
You know, Katrina, I felt like, you know, I could have done so much for my city, man. You know, I was at the height of my career, like you said earlier. Man, I was supposed to be splashing in that water out there, man. I was supposed to be helping my people. And, you know, I would have been able to do so many things, you know, to help out. But I couldn't do nothing but look. You know, and Barack Obama, man, that man got me involved in politics and paying attention and watching the news. I was never into all that stuff, man. You know, but I'm proud of that, real proud of that. I wasn't out there, but I still felt it. You know, I was with him 100%. I couldn't cast one vote, but I was there, heart and spirit all the way.
Wow,
those two stand out the most, man.
I got a question from Facebook. That's another phenomenon that you missed
while
you were sitting. But a guy hit me. His name is Curl. He said, does Mystical still have the passion to rap? And I think that's a no-brainer. And if so, what label will he go to?
Have yet to be seen. We'll see. Stay tuned, and you will soon find out.
So are they knocking on the door already, beating the door
down?
Oh, yeah.
They got, you know, it's buzzing out. They got a lot of deals and stuff, so I just got to wheel and deal and, you know, put myself in the best situation to make the best move right now.
Do you still have a record obligation to Jive Records?
I think I own one more album.
Okay.
One more album.
That's disappointing. Well, it might not be disappointing. I'm gonna leave that alone. It might be a beautiful situation.
Exactly. You know, you never know how it work out. We're gonna see how it goes. We're gonna play that one by ear. You hear it?
So do you have anything planned now that you are officially a free man once again? Like, what is the rest of your day hold today?
I'm about 45 minutes away from Baton Rouge. I'm on my way home, you know, going to hug my mom and squeeze her. Hadn't seen her since I left Hunt 3 years ago. So That's it. I know she got something bubbling in the kitchen. Poke chops, stuffed bell pepper. I know it's going down, man. I'm going to get that, baby.
Now, this is a question I never really... Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I got two kids, man.
Okay, I didn't know. I never really knew if you had kids or not.
Yeah, I got two 10-year-olds, man. A boy and a girl, million in my shell, yep.
So how have they been dealing with this?
Ah, man, that's a whole nother story. I just missed them. I can't wait to get back and, you know, get back involved in their life and just hug them and squeeze them and, man, just... Pick their butt up. That's all.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, well, all I can say is, man, I'm just very proud and very excited at the same time that you're here and you've gone through so many trials and tribulations. Because we got history. Me and you got a lot of history.
Way back. First of all, I forgot to tell you, man, congratulations on your awards. You heard me? DJ Black and Mom, congratulations on all the DJs that was involved in that. Y'all did that. You heard
me? We had to represent for the NO to the fullest.
Represent that thing, for real.
Oh, man.
Give my boy Sid Entertainer a shout-out, man.
All right.
Try to come through that thing Sunday, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to be talking to him in a little while, so that's definitely all the way live, and I'm going to tell him you asked about him. You want to go to concert? I'm going to make it happen for you. If you're trying to go, I'm going to put you in the front row or something. What's that?
But do that then. Make that happen for your boy.
I got you on that. Hey, man, we'll be talking, man, when you make them power moves that I know you're going to be making, man.
Definitely.
Me know what's happening. If I could assist you in any way, you know I got that on GP. And, man, keep your head up, be
all
straight. And I know you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Woo-hoo. It's going down, baby, so y'all just stay tuned. Hey, old wick. Yep. Just started.
We're going to document every piece of that, man, on your big road back to
definitely,
the top.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
It won't be long till you got them MCs shaking in their boots
again. You already know. I got about 100 reality show offers. I don't know. I'm going to see. I just got to juggle it.
Uh-oh, Mr.
Reality
Show?
Oh, come on, man. Knock it off, man. I'm going to see. I ain't made my mind up yet. Be cool, brother. I don't know about all that. I'm going to see, though.
Coming up at 7 on BET, it's The Mind of Mystical. Man, well, one love to you, man. I'm about to run this mega mix that DJ Spin did, like, over the weekend, but I'm going to run it
DJ
again.
DJ Spin, my dog, what's up, baby? I'm going to holler at you.
It's another Wild Wayne exclusive only on Q93.